tonight is KC4SKB. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in for the net. If so, please call KC4SKD. Or bulletins for the net, please call KC4SKD. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal if you wish to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. Those stations already checked in are listed. You need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. We will call for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha November Hotel, Denver, Colorado. Call in and out, no traffic.
KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing WH6ANH, Carl in Denver. Good to have you with us tonight. Anybody else, EchoLink stations, call KC4SKD or net control. Do you have any new hams? Those that just recently got their license and not familiar with the process, please call, just call net control. Following the next protocol, we'd like to recognize those that use the pre-dead check-in feature. There's quite a few of them on the list. We got W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, KX4MR Mel, W2AMD Andrew, AA4GH Gus, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KC4W Bill, K4OSH Pat, KI4LZI Andy, KO4ZEW Ben, KQ4MSD David, KN4RJN John, KQ4ZWS Christine, W4IOE Sid, KG4WNP Landon, KB2BYQ Dave, and we thank you all for using the pre-net check-in feature. RF portion. Since tonight's Friday night, we'll begin with stations Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call KC4SKD.
SKD. And could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honey a Pass, and I'll be negative and negative. And 73, everybody.
RSKD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like you've recognized KQ4YOO Clint. Good to have you with us tonight. Do we have any other stations? Uniform through Zulu. Call KC4SKD.
SKD. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. SKQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Good evening, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to recognize K4XB Tommy, KQ4TBD Angela. Good to have you all with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Anybody else, uniform through Zulu, call KC4SKD. To the next group. Stations Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike, for Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4DMW Rig, KK4ONO Arena, KM4MOQ Michelle. And good to have you all with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations? Alpha through Delta, call KC4SKD. Along to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, Kilo, X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Really good to hear you calling the net again, Larry.
4SKD. See you back, Larry. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Larry. Thanks.
Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylors, negative and negative, over.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to recognize KO4HKX Patrick, another one of our net controllers. It's good to be back, Patrick. It's terrible being sick. KC4EZN, Eric, W4FHJG. I think y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else, Echo through Hotel, call KC4SKD. Move along to the next group with India through Lima. I through L, call KC4SKD.
SKD. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'm going to be negative and negative. Sat 73s for each one of you.
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to recognize Rise, if I can say that. KK4JFO James, KO4JKV Duncan. Good to have you all with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. And anybody else, I through L, call KC4SKD. The next group, Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD.
4SKD and KQ4MSB Kilo Quebec 4 Mike Sierra Delta David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Negative or negative? Thanks for running that.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KQ4MSD David. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. One more time, I through L, call KC4SKD. EchoLink stations who would like to check in. EchoLink stations only, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative short time.
4SKD, recognizing KC4PLT, Richard, by way of EchoLink. Thank you for checking in, Richard. And let's move along to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for stations Mike through Papa, M through P. Move along to the next group,
Quebec through Tango. Q through T of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Please check in N0TR November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom and I'm located in Greer. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4SKD. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Well, please check in W4SBX Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. Brad is Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing N0TR Tom, KO4QLG Chris, W4SBX, and I wasn't fast enough writing your name. Can you give me your name again, please?
Yes, sir. The name here is Brad. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta. Brad is Simpsonville.
Okay, thank you for coming back for that. Okay, anybody else? Quebec through Tango. Call KC4SKD. Means we got everybody for now, so let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Stations A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ, Kevin in 96. I'll be negative and negative.
SKD. Hey, Rhonda in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Larry. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to recognize KQ4AZ Kevin, KI4DOS, one of our neighbors over here, and Easley, Gary, good to have you with us tonight, Gary, and K3JOY, Joy, hope y'all are doing well, and Gary's another one of our net controllers, and N4DJC, Jerry, good to have y'all with us tonight. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD or net control.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha, it's Travis up here in Black Mountain. I'll be listening.
4SKD. It's marvelous to have you back. Thank you for being there to check us all in and out, bringing us all together. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna and I will be in and out tonight, and I hope everybody has a good evening. And maybe we'll have another good day tomorrow. 7-3.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Got KQ4LBA Travis, KK4JBQ. Larry, yeah, it's just good to be able to be back. I tell you, I never coughed so much in all my life. Coughed so much my insides hurt. But I think that's behind me now. And we also got KC4MFK Donna. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD. Silence means we've got everybody for now. We'll call for Echo Link stations, just in case. Echo Link stations, call KC4SKD or net control. Before we secure the formal portion, any stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z,
for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
Control. Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Perry and Moore, South Carolina.
Evening, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing KR4ACR. I think you said your name was Harry. Did I get that right? 4SKD. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KC4SKD. You recognizing W4DJW, Dave? Yeah. Hope you're doing okay, Dave. Yeah, it's definitely good to be back. Anybody else? Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale on Echolink. Negative and negative.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4STR Steve, WW4JET Matthew. Good to have you all with us tonight. This is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net, and want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to do so may secure. We'll now begin the RAG Q portion of the net and call for additional stations to go along. And I've got one listed for RAG Q, I think, which is KI4DOS Gary. Did you stick around tonight, Gary?
KD in the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, I stayed around, Larry. I'm glad you're back. Had a good day over here today. Got quite a number of things done. I had some stuff I needed to get over to the dumping station. And so I loaded the truck up and carried that over there and got rid of it. And came back home and needed to go get some gas for my lawnmowers and, you know, the outdoor equipment. And so I went to pick that up and, I started to go out to get it. And the gas can was messed up, so I had to go buy me a new gas can. I hated to do that. The one I got is not but about 35 years old, so I think it should have lasted longer than that.
35 years old. Man, you definitely got your money's worth out of that. That happens to some of these plastic ones. The plastic gets brittle and they break and have to get new ones. But one kind I don't like, it's got this crazy little spout on it, that you got to push on it to open the valve to get the gas to dispense. I've got one of those. It's kind of aggravating these shoes.
That's what I had to buy, because that's what they had, and I don't particularly like it. I went and got gas and came home and filled up the lawnmower with it, and you got to push down on one thing and pull up on something else to get the gas to come out. Then it comes out real slow. But I'm going to do some engineering on that to where I don't have to fool with all that and it'll just pour. At least I hope I can. I don't know that I'll be able to do that, but I'm going to see if I can break something on the inside of that plastic nozzle up there or whatever I need to do. You know how that goes. But it seems to be aggravating. I've got another gas can type thing. It's actually old diesel fuel. And it's got a little old safety thing on it. You got to put it on the edge of the spout where fuel tank on my tractor. And you have to push down on it to get the diesel fuel to come out. Boy, that's pain in the backside as well.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. And we've got one of those with that crazy spout. And I may do a little reverse engineering on it, too, and see if I can get it to work better. But we were out messing around in the yard today. Today was my half day. I got off at 11:30, so I came home. And I got to noticing, yeah, it won't be long. We're going to be running weed eaters and lawnmowers and stuff. It's things are really starting to grow.
I've been looking at mine around the whole yard and stuff. I've got some yellow bell bushes on one corner in the front. Actually, they're out there next to the road. And I've got some, I can't think what it is now. I have to ask Joey. And I got another plant growing in it. Man, I've got to get out there. And they hadn't started blooming out yet, but I want to get that other vine cut out of it before they start blooming. Of course, I need to prune them up a little bit because they get kind of bushy. But what I'm going to do with that, Larry, is I'm going to take her out there and set her in a chair. Put the little tent up so she don't, the sunshine don't bother her. And let her say, okay, cut this limb and cut that limb. That way I won't cut something too short or leave it, something that she won't cut off.
Yeah, to do that. These plants, you got to have somebody off, kind of off in the distance looking and telling you where to cut to do that. But another thing I've noticed today is the carpenter bees. They just love our little building out back. So we bought some of those little bee traps. I need to go clean all them out. And they trap a lot of bees in there, but they still drill in their wood anyway.
Well, I don't like carpenter bees to start with. I hadn't had any trouble with them here, so I can't complain about them too bad. But that other vine I was talking about is wisteria, Joy said. And it's kind of hard to kill sometimes. It goes crazy. And if you dig it up and try to replant it, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. But if it's established, it's hard to get rid of it. And I don't know. It's one of them things we have to deal with, but I don't know about that carpenter bees. I've heard several different cures for it, but I hadn't found one that I liked yet. The bee trap sounds like it would work pretty well. They tell me that there's something that you can spray the wood with, and it won't bother it. And I don't know what that is. I hadn't found it, and I hadn't tried it yet, but I've just been told about it.
Heard about that, too. I think it's this little orange bottle over in the paint section you mix up when you apply it. You mix it up in there, and I think that's supposed to keep insects and stuff off of it. But, yeah, we've got three carpenter bee traps on the building. And they do a pretty good job. And you were talking about that wisteria. Yeah. You let that stuff get established, and you about can't get rid of it. But always something to do.
And always something to do around the house and out in the yard or that sort of thing. The only other thing that I've run across in the last little bit is one of my dogs was getting out of the fence, my chain link fence, and come to find out my neighbor's privacy fence was falling down, and that's where she was getting out. So I called him out in the yard and told him, I said, do you mind if I nail some fencing over here to your fence to keep my dogs in my yard and keep my... No, you go right ahead. So I fixed that, and that didn't add any more trouble. So hopefully I've got that taken care of, and won't have to do anything else with that for a while yet. But other than that, Larry, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a real good net going. I'll let you carry on with it. Please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and hope y'all have a wonderful weekend as it comes along. Maybe it won't rain tomorrow. It'll wait till Sunday, and that way we can get some more stuff done. 73, my friend. KC4SKD.net. KI4DOS.
Been talking to you and tell Miss Joel he said hello. And I'm with you on that rain. I need another good Saturday outdoor
work. Anyway, good talking to you, Gary, and we'll see if we got any other check-ins. This is KC4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net looking for additional stations. Alpha 3 Zulu.
So Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4 BKI, Jack down here at Rocky Hill, South Carolina. Y'all have a great one.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KJ4 BKI, Jack. Good to have you checking in with us tonight. And you make number 50 on the list for this evening. Any other stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, call KC4SKD or net control. KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for additional stations. Alpha 3 Zulu.
For SKD. Gary, hope you're doing well. Please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, got WB4ZPH, David. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Any other stations? Alpha 3 Zulu. Have a call KC4SKD. Have I missed anybody for comments? Call KC4SKD. This is KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in with us tonight. And I don't remember who's running the net tomorrow night. I think it's Gary, but I'm not sure. But I'm sure he'd appreciate your checking in and giving him rider's cramp. So this is KC4SKD. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thank everybody for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Before I do that, I need to submit my net report. Hold on 1 second. Say this. This is KC4SKD now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanking everybody for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.